I'd like to see that. All right. There's a lot of jokes about you being a good teammate, but Dwayne Brown this week.
I am a good teammate.
He said that you really are a good teammate. No joke. He said that you offer your O-linemen a lot of support and encouragement, even during the game. So what's your relationship like with those guys that block for you?
I mean, you got to have a good one. You know, they're the one doing all the dirty work, and then you get all the you know, prestige and credit for it. But, like, they've, you know, a couple guys have been in there since my inception in the NFL. So I got a lot of love for them. I always try to take care of them. I always try to big them up anytime. You probably don't know what big them up means, huh?
I know what big them up means. Lift them up.
There you go. Okay. All right.
Yeah, I know.
That's impressive right there. But, yeah, you know, I mean.
Offer words of encouragement. That's good.
There you go. Suburbanized this.
I like how you've just, like, pigeonholed me as, like, some suburban person.
I did. I definitely typecasted
you. You should not stereotype
people. I apologize. Because, you know, I don't like it when I get stereotyped. And here I am thinking you
absolutely
don't know urban slang.
Okay. And you don't even know what music I listen to
yet. I don't. I guarantee you it's rap now that you know. You like
I listen to everything, actually. And it's not even all in English, but this is about you.
A little mariachi stuff?
No.
What?
I'm Indian, so a lot of Indian music.
You know, I've never really dabbled in that genre.
I will give you some Indian music. You would love it. Punjabi music is great.
Yeah.
A lot of percussion, a lot of drums.
You get a lot of that stuff because I take yoga a lot, so you get a lot of that.
The namaste, I think that's great. I was going to ask you, do you still do yoga?
Yes. Yeah. I try to do it once a week, but sometimes the body's so sore, you just want to rest.
How about poetry?
Yeah.
You still write?
Every day.
What have you written recently? Or do you need, like, a notebook to read it? Like, you don't know it off the top of your head?
Yeah,
is that how poetry works?
I write all the time. It's like, that was my first love, actually. It was my pen. So.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And is that, like, stress relief for you? You write down your thoughts and everything? Is that how you use that,
yeah,
like, yoga?
It's definitely therapeutic. It's fun for me. I've always been a writer. I feel like I'm just, like, a narrator of you know, my world and the world that's going on around me. I've always felt like that. And it just helps me cope with what's going on.
Do you know Ryan Fitzpatrick also does poems in his pre-huddle? He does, like, limericks.
I doubt it.
He does. I'll send you a link.
The Lorax.
All right. What other hobbies? Is there anything new that you've dabbled in recently? You've got this creative side that seems like it needs outlets. Is there anything new that you've had time to try or that you want to try that you haven't?
You know, I've really been into just, I've picked up the piano a little bit. And so I'm playing the piano to the best of my ability. You know, I could play a little bit, so I love just creating sounds that are good sounds to me.
You just picked it up on your own, or do you have to have an instructor?
Oh, I have to have an instructor.
I was like, that's really genius. Yeah, nah, if you could just pick up, listen to something and pick a piano.
I'm not a prodigy
all
piano
right
player.
Dwayne says you're really into Egyptian history, which I kind of figured out.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know, man. Maybe it's maybe I was Egyptian in my past life, but there's something that just brings a sense of nostalgia to me. It just feels like home for some reason. I don't know how to explain it, but I guess everybody kind of has that, like, something in some period of history where they feel very close to. And, you know, the Egyptian, you know, kingdoms that's mine. I just feel close to it.
What books are you reading right now? I assume you're reading books right now.
You know, I haven't, and I need to. I need to pick it back up during the season. It kind of falls off because I'm just so tired.
You're a little busy. Yeah.
I'm not reading anything right now. I need to.
Okay.
I'm glad you
Well, I'm
that.
Gonna get. I'm gonna get back to you on the book. Okay. I suggested to Dwayne that you guys should have a book club, like a players'
I'm
book club,
that.
And
I'm
would I would be really interested to see what books
you're
pick.
You're so tired. Like, you come home. We get here at 6:30. We leave at 5:30, and you come home and it's just, you don't want to.
Ob reads like 4 different books before he goes to bed every night.
Yeah, I don't know about that, man.
He's not buying it.
I need some proof, man, because he gets here like 4:30.
If he has time
leave.
To read, there is no excuse for, like,
what
any of us.
Well, I mean, you know.
He may only read, like, a sentence.
He's
I don't
not
know.
As physically tired as we are. He might be, like, mentally drained, but, like,
yeah.
Physically, like, it's just a different ball game.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, in the off season, I'm going to get back with you. All right. What do you... do you follow your stats and your records? Because I was asking, Andre gets asked about it every week,
right.
And he says no, he doesn't.
Because he's always breaking records.
He's breaking records every week. It's probably tiresome. But what about you? I've never asked you. Do you follow your stats? You just recently passed 50, your 50th touchdown.
Nah, not really.
You don't?
Like, the Jumbotron keeps me updated every, you know, like,
oh, it does?
In the stadium, like, you'll see if something happens, but, like, I'm not, like, you know, getting Google alerts on myself.
That's a really good. That'd be a really good way to keep up with your stats.
It'd be annoying after a while.
You're like, oh, all these records alerts. I'm breaking this year.